From our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Hi, this is Bob Levy. Recording this podcast remotely today from the Starbucks in Beltsville, and I am joined today by Tony Jones, who's the legislative representative for Maryland and District of Columbia. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, we're here to talk with Tony about preparation for the legislative training seminar, which is coming in less than 2 weeks in Washington, D.C. So I wanted to get some advice from an expert and a veteran of the LTS events, and Tony was recommended to me by so many people. So, Tony, let me ask you this. How many LTSs have you been preparing your folks for in Maryland and D.C.?
Surprisingly, this is my 10th year. I took over from a well-known state legislative chair between Maryland and D.C. by the name of Sandy Rankin. And in 2009, he transferred everything over to me, and this is my 10th year.
Wow. So what post office did you work at, of your last post office?
So my last post office was Fort Washington, Oxon Hill.
Great. Right outside the Beltway.
Right outside the Beltway, yeah.
So you're not only you a veteran, you're a local into these issues of interacting with Congress.
That's correct. You had some moments where I've been able to do that, been fortunate, yes.
That is great. So let me start with this. Now we're 2 weeks out. What are you telling Maryland and District of Columbia postal supervisors who are coming to Washington at this point, 2 weeks out?
So basically, the main thing that I do is ensure that the resources that the NAPS organization has on the website, the Legislative Center, I usually steer everybody to that. A lot of times during this time of the year, Bruce Moore is usually sending out his bulletins. And if there's some highlighted issues in the bulletin that we need to focus on, I just send it out in the email chain and stay connected with my branch members, and mainly the state branch members and the local presidents, and then they disseminate it throughout with their meetings.
Now, as of today, almost all of the items are currently posted on the LTS website right now. The only thing that will be posted later today will be the actual agenda and schedule of events. When your members get the material, what do you do to help them sort of navigate through the material that's available on the website?
Well, just for the record, the material is outstanding. It's very concise. It's clear. LTS is a very good program. When Bruce Moore and them roll it out, it's put together great. The talking points are straightforward. The different role playings that they have during the training is great. So all I really do is kind of summarize it in a group form at the end, towards the end, you know, before we close out for the business on usually on the Monday prior to going to the Hill. Then when the way it works for us in our branch, in our state, a lot of people can't make it, but the ones that do make, we usually have over 10 to, and sometimes between 10 to 15 people total that come down. And what we do at that time prior to going into any visits, we go over some highlights of the things that we're going to be speaking about. We kind of identify who's from that particular district of that person, of that congressperson that we're seeing. And we go, you know, use that information and go from there.
As you divide up the delegates who go to Capitol Hill on the Tuesday and Wednesday of LTS, how do you decide who is sort of like the leader or the captain of the individual groups, because someone takes the lead in speaking with the members of Congress and the staff?
Most definitely. We always identify a person that lives in the district of the congressperson that we're seeing. Normally, we're fortunate we have at least 2 to 3 people every time in every district. So those people usually take the lead with the introduction and things of that nature. And then we kind of all chime in. We have, you know, 4 or 5 different highlight points that we identify as a group that this particular congressperson needs to know about, you know, along with all the LTS information. So we try not to overwhelm the people that we speak to, but we do stick to the points that are given to us at LTS.
From your experience, how many minutes should a person who meets with a congressman expect to spend with that member of Congress?
You know, honestly, Bob, I think we're a little spoiled. I know that the time frame is usually, you know, 15 minutes, they say, in LTS, but we're fortunate in our state. We don't have a lot of turnover at the congressional level. And most of the representatives that we see, or the aides that we see, they're very, very well aware of us as a group, of NAPS as a group, and our issues. And a lot of times, we might do our own informational to them for about 5 minutes, and the other one, the rest of the time, that actual legislative person for the congressperson usually takes over and starts pointing other things out to us that are in tune with what we're talking about.
Let me ask you about the immense, and I'm not going to put an extra burden on you, but I will.
Okay.
And that is, you have three members of the Maryland delegation in the House of Representatives who occupy pivotal positions.
Key spots.
You have the Majority Leader of the House of Representatives, Steny Hoyer, who's from Prince George's County.
And that's my district. Give a shout-out to my district.
Yeah, give a shout-out. We have Elijah Cummings from Baltimore, who is the chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, mm-hmm. who yesterday conducted a rather interesting hearing with Michael Cohen, the president's former counsel, testifying. But we're more concerned, are we, with the legislative
Correct.
Issues in the committee rather than other issues that the committee might be investigating. And Jamie Raskin, who is from Montgomery County, who is also a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Oversight and Reform Committee. Tell me, does that put pressure on you guys because you have so many important people from your state on the committee?
Okay. Honestly, it's no pressure because, once again, those three names that you mentioned, each one of their legislative representatives that come to speak to us, they're very, very in tune with everything that we bring to the table. They already know our issues before we even get there. So it's not a lot of prep work that we have to do for them. Those are the meetings that pretty much the legislative person takes over, not take over completely, but they take charge and they tell us, okay, we're in tune to this here. We know about what you're looking for with postal reform. The congressman's on board with this and that. So those three individuals that you listed, their people are always ready and prepared to see us, and they open us, you know, they you know, take us in with welcoming arms all the time.
Yeah, I might also add that Congressman John Sarbanes, who's also a member of the Oversight and Reform Committee, mm-hmm. not only is he a member of the committee, but he's carrying legislation, H.R. 1, which has a provision in it for vote by mail, promoting vote by mail. So that's another issue that we sort of carry into LTS this year, maybe not a major issue like postal reform or protecting benefits on behalf of employees and retirees, but sort of one of these issues that could help generate revenue for the Postal Service and enhance voter participation and the legitimacy of a lot of our elections.
Correct. And it's going to be much more trustworthy because it's coming from the post office, which, as we all know, one of the most trusted agencies in the United States.
The most trusted agency in the United States, mm-hmm. in fact. There were, of course, you know, you indicated that there are maybe 15, 20.
We average no less than 15 people to come.
Now, clearly there are a lot more NAPS members in the state of Maryland than the 15 and 20 who come to LTS. How do you sort of generate enthusiasm for them to participate and with their members of Congress, engage their members of Congress outside of Washington?
So a lot of what we do at our branch meetings and throughout the state of Maryland and D.C. is the advocation for local, getting involved with your local politics is pushed a lot. We always tell them on there, we do this walk once a year, but the rest of the real work should be done at your local districts. And we always encourage them to contact their local districts or contact me if they have or they see something. Mostly everybody's in tune with the different websites of their individual congresspersons and the events that are going on in their areas.
That's great. Because that is important, because that is an ongoing relationship that a member of Congress needs to have with their constituents, and particularly with NAPS members. And that LTS is only 3 days during a year, but the Congress is in session for considerably more days in the year, and they're working on our issues
Correct.
Throughout the year. Let me ask you this. For members of NAPS in the state of Maryland, what is the most important legislative issue for them, in your view?
In my view, it's got to be postal reform. You know, the bulk of our supervisors, managers, they're the people that are making us work every day. They're making the Postal Service go every day. So a lot of times I remember, you know, from being, I'm currently retired, but I still remember being in the trenches and trying to do what the Postal Service needed us to do with our hands tied. So postal reform to me is the most is the biggest issue going on the Hill this year.
Great. Let me final question, if I can.
Okay.
What parting words of wisdom do you have for your fellow NAPS members who may not be in the state of Maryland, let's say in Montana, in Idaho, in the state of Washington, Texas? What would you want a message would you want to send to them for this year, not only for LTS, mm-hmm. but for the entire legislative program of NAPS for 2019?
You know, the main thing I would say is your local politics is where the rubber meets the road. You have to find the time to take to get out into your area, in your community, find out your local, what are the local issues in your areas, in your district, and then find those key people that are, you know, informed enough to know about the Postal Service and invite them in. Invite them down to your local post office, your local areas where, you know, your plants and things of that nature, so they can get an idea of what's really going on, what are the issues that are facing us. So, you know, just to summarize everything, it's really about the local politics. While we're doing what we're doing on LTS, and like you said, it's 3 days out of the year, the main issues and the main successes are going to happen at the local level when you establish those relationships at the local level.
Great. Thanks a lot. That's Tony Jones, the legislative representative for the state of Maryland and the District of Columbia. We thank you. So with that, we're going to sign off for today and looking to hear from everyone next week.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
A letter and make believe again.